Ava.
Hello.
You have a question for me? So just in thunder, you know?
Well, I didn't feel that.
You're the only one I'm going to ask you to.
How are you?
Oh. That's a good question. It's loaded. A lot of
that gives you a lot of room, you know.
Yeah. I was good about an hour and a half ago. I'm calming down a little, so I'm better. It's a tough league to win in, so you never turn your nose at a win. But we had better in us tonight down the stretch, that's for sure. Good question. I think every question after that's downhill, kind of like
our game. That's over.
I was mentioning really good start and then switch going downhill. What did you see? Was it something they were doing or something you guys were doing in your own game that they were?
No, I'll be honest, I really liked the first. Yeah. I thought we had control of the game for probably the first 30 minutes. And we weren't giving them anything. Yeah, they were making pushes here and there. They get that power play goal, maybe give them a little life. But you know, then they started running around a little bit. It probably took our focus away from the game. You know, and then by the end of the second, we lost Chernak for 10 minutes. And they're a team pushing the playoffs, and they pushed. So I really respect that team. They're good. And they pushed and we didn't push back. And to be honest, we got loose in a game that, you know, in a season where we've made so much progress, and that was probably the period we haven't seen out of us in some time. And we were just a little loose, in our coverage, definitely loose in being up on men. And that was that our goalie, you know, made some really good saves to preserve the lead for us, but in saying that, it was we've been on a pretty good run here, and I've stood up here a lot, and it's not too often where I can criticize this team because they're given everything they have. Because you can't be on top of your game all the time, but you know, that tonight was a night where we found a way to win.
So it's a part of your higher standard too, the way you've played the last 20, 30 games where you get 3 goals or fewer, you know, that's, you guys probably recognize that as where you won this game, but by tomorrow,
yeah,
the
guys like
it's going to wake up tomorrow and have 2 more points than we did today, but we're going to, this is a tough road trip, we're going to go back on and play that, you know, Colorado team that's extremely strong, Vegas team that's on their game now, and Arizona's fighting for the playoffs, so yeah, we're definitely going to have to play better than we did in the third tonight on this road trip. But like I said, this team's been trended upward for the last 2 months, and you know, maybe it's a good thing finally to play and figure it out on top of your game.
Coop got chippy a little bit out there, especially after the whistle. Is it good to kind of learn that lesson to not kind of get dragged into that?
Yeah, we did get dragged into that.
You mentioned Chernak, I get a 10-minute penalty, but he also played 20 minutes and played pretty well with Victor. Just what have you seen from him in this, you know, past half? Part of the year.
Well, I think he's gone the way our team's gone, where we kind of find ourselves in October and November, and everybody's starting to find themselves as the last two and a half, 3 months have gone, and you know, we need that because you know, we can punch a ticket to the full season. That'll be a big part of that, and you know, especially with having 2 regulars on the lineup in the back end, guys have to step up. He's been one.
Kind of a tough go with the power play the last month. I know you had some chances, I'll ask you early on tonight. What overall do you get it sounds a streaky kind of thing, special teams can go up and down like that, but you've seen some progress, I guess, the last
year. Yeah, I mean, we roll out some pretty good players, so I'm not used to not having success. We're in a little bit of what we got now, but if this was going to be our rut and we can turn it around here in a month or so, I'd be okay with that. But there's just some things that we're going to have to do things around a little bit. We'll be okay with it. I trust those guys.
How much do you think that's what you guys are doing versus what teams are doing against you guys on their PKs?
Well, that's a part of it. The bad guys have a load too, so they're trying to stop us. And just the way coaches are today and the video, there's a lot that goes into it. And darn good league, so everybody in here is kind of knows what they're doing, and they're trying to stop us, and right now, teams are doing, but like I said, I got tons of confidence in these guys.
John, you guys have been so consistent.
Just because it's a 4 o'clock game doesn't mean we're going right into 10 o'clock tonight.
I could keep you here for that, but consistency is so hard to find. You guys have been so consistent. We talked about the two or fewer goals and, you know, seven straight games coming in tonight. Good reminder that sometimes habits slip and it's a good time to get back. Maybe some habits, because, you know, you're not going to find a habit every time. Feels like it sometimes.
That's a rewind the tape on my answer before, so we'll see it in there.
Good.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Coach, it looks like you're making a conscious effort as a team clear the traffic out so Vasilevskiy can see everything. If he sees him, he's going to save him. Is that what's happening now?
I would say that's a big part in a lot of the success we've had. Something we've concentrated on in the defensive zone is, if you're going to give your goaltender a chance to see it, there's a way better chance he's going to make that save. And it's not perfect, though, because there's some teams, and it really goes to those traffic areas. It's hard to get them out of there, but we've done a pretty good job.
Thank you.